I'm Chris Rubbelow with a report on healthcare in the November general election. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. Now that the official campaign season has kicked off in the Golden State, here's where things stand in regards to the governor's race in healthcare. Democratic candidate Phil Angelides has embraced conceptually the notion of universal coverage for all Californians, while Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says the Angelides plan is unrealistic and would drive business from the state. The governor preempted one of Angelides' major healthcare issues when he reached an agreement with Democrats in the legislature over drug discount programs. Both candidates are focusing on providing healthcare coverage for children. Nearly everyone agrees that Angelides faces an uphill battle against the well-known governor. The question, will healthcare play a role in the outcome of the election? Ruth Holden Hodson directs public policy at the California Wellness Foundation.
Voters are really concerned about health, access to care, access to quality care, what's happening to their insurance, the fact that they're losing their insurance or employers are cutting back. So it will play a role. Is it going to be a decisive factor in who people decide to vote for? I don't think so.
How come?
Because there are lots of other things that they're worried about as well. Are your taxes going to go up or are they not going to go up? Are they satisfied with the direction California is going in or are they not? Obviously, access to health care is a big factor in that decision. But for the majority of voters, it's more who's going to move California in the right direction.
Given the current state of affairs of healthcare, in the long run, will it really matter who wins this gubernatorial race as far as healthcare goes?
It's a good question. I think it'll matter at the beginning, but I also think that both candidates are closer to the center than to the far ends. And so in the end, is the product going to be radically different? Probably not.
Holden Hodson says the issue of universal coverage will remain a major issue in the Golden State. At some point, she thinks California will come up with a combo plate solution to providing health care, with individuals, employers, and the government taking prescribed roles in providing coverage.
So far, this has not been a very exciting gubernatorial election. People are not very excited about it. So I think the turnout is going to be fairly low this year.
Bob Stern is president of the Nonpartisan Center for Governmental Studies. As far as health care goes, he thinks the hot issue this fall will be over Prop 86, a measure that would increase taxes on cigarettes to a whopping $3.47 a pack, compared to the current tax of 87 cents per pack. Revenue from the tax increase would go to hospital emergency departments, efforts to expand children's health insurance coverage, and other health programs.
Why are hospital corporations spending millions to pass Proposition 86, the tobacco tax increase? Hospitals will reap hundreds of millions.
Ads on both sides of the issue began appearing this summer. Stern says this is where the big bucks will be spent.
This is a major stake by both sides. Hospitals have a major stake in people voting yes because they'll get a lot more money. The health organizations have a major stake. And of course, the cigarette companies have a huge stake because it's very clear. As you raise the taxes, you see a major decline in smoking, particularly among teenagers where price means a lot.
Opponents of Prop 86 argue that the tax would penalize the poor and would bring more smuggled cigarettes into the state. Proponents say it will cut teen smoking by 43% and save billions in health care costs.
If that tax passed, how much money could we be talking about?
It's substantial. I mean, it's about $2.1 billion a year. That's a lot of money. Now, the amount of money is actually going to go down as fewer and fewer people smoke. So that's the ironic part of this, is that the high point probably be the first year after it passes. If it passes, certainly the Healthy Families and Healthy Children program will be expanded. So that could actually have a bigger impact than either gubernatorial candidate.
Voters wanting to track health issues prior to the election can go to healthvote.org. Stern says the site will feature a nonpartisan analysis of all the health-related ballot measures, links to polls, and a look at TV commercials, which are closely dissected for truthfulness.
What we found in the past, we did this the last election, is that most ads are not false. It's very difficult to find something that is actually a lie, but a lot of ads are misleading. You only have 30 seconds, after all, and there's a lot of information, actually, in a 30-second ad, and this is where most Californians get their information about ballot propositions from the TV commercials, now that the TV stations are not providing much news coverage.
Bo Stern and Holden Hodson say health policy advocates, be they conservative or liberal, are actually looking to 2008 as a real opportunity to push new ideas. That's a presidential election year when voters are more likely to pay attention to issues. By then, aging baby boomers will be even more aware of the need to address healthcare concerns. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at editor@chcf.org. I'm Chris Rubelow. Thanks for listening.